This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, get ready. It's going to be the hottest day that we've had this summer. Well, until tomorrow. Just get ready. Welcome to a Wednesday. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Gene?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have a lot to do. We have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Mo knows country in about 20 minutes. And some good news about going back to school and getting new pigs. That'll be at about 6:10 this morning here on the Morning Bullpen in the 6:10 Amen. But right now, let's talk about what's trending here in Texas. Here are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today.
Number three.
We're having so much fun watching our Texans, but I think I've decided to buy a Titus Howard jersey. Did you see him yesterday?
I know that he had to leave practice, but I didn't hear what happened.
So ESPN is reporting that yesterday, let me just note, a 6'5", 322-pound lineman. He had to leave practice after what they are calling a season-ending knee injury.
Oh, man.
And one of the ESPN reporters tweeted that Titus entered the medical tent and left practice on a cart. Well, then later, Titus responded to that tweet and said, "Dang, I thought I walked off the field." So either there's some sort of head injury going on, or he is sarcastic and he's my best friend.
Number two.
Last night, the Astros game was on TV, and I was like, "Babe, are you drunk? What is going on?" And he said to me, "I can't say out loud." And I was like, "What?" He showed me his ESPN app, and I was like, "I don't know what's going on.
Don't know what that means."
He refused to say the words "no hitter" out loud the middle of it. He's a psycho. Baseball's going to be the death of me. I swear to this. The game did end, and our pitcher, Framber Valdez, he was one out away from history-making second career no-hitter.
Oh,
happened in the ninth inning. I'm telling you, tonight or this afternoon, 1:35 Minute Maid Park, we have an afternoon game, and it is the winner-take-all game in the Silver Boot Series against the frickin' Rangers.
By the way, Framber, I think it's Mo that you have to blame.
Stop! I didn't ask anything.
She asked about it. She asked about it.
And the top story trending in Texas
today, once again, is all about the heat. Temperatures quickly climbing into the 90s. By noon, afternoon highs upper 90s to 100. Extremely hot, and those temperatures are going to be with us through the week. Our average for this time of year is usually 96, well above that through Friday. And then we've got Tropical Storm Debbie killing our friends in South Carolina with all this rain. George, I thought about your son. Is it so much?
It's been a lot. So far, they haven't been directly affected, but it's been pretty bad.
What a year.
What a year.
Weather.
What a year, and it's only July. Well, it's August now. It is August. So that's what's trending here in Texas. Top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
We love celebrating with you. Tell us your good news this morning, and you can be our amen story. 713-881-5500. Start with your name and where you're from, and then just launch into your good news.
It's Jeff the Milkman, Conroe, Texas. Man, I got an amen. Morgan is getting back in school and about a month away from getting two brand new baby pigs for FFA. Jeez.
Morgan's your daughter, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So she's headed back to school, and you're getting two new baby pigs. When do you get those?
Middle of next month. She's going to get one for the Houston Livestock Show and one for Montgomery County.
There we go.
And, wow. Yeah, she's pretty excited. She's in Nashville, Tennessee right now on vacation with my sister. Wow. So maybe I'll get lucky and, you know, they'll stay there.
Well, we couldn't be happier for y'all. There, you're getting two new pigs, and she's getting back to school soon. So for Jeff the Milkman and his daughter Morgan and the two new pigs, can I get an amen this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
That's how it works. You tell us the good news, and we celebrate with you. Whatever it is, you can always be part of the show. 713-881-5500. You can be our next amen here on 100.3 The Bull. All right, tomorrow, Nick Russo is going to be coming in hot with Nay of the Day. He's going to be in Needville tomorrow. Needville Feed and Supply between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow. Nay of the Day, you could win $20,000. You can use it to buy a horse. You can do with it whatever you want to. But a chance to get a key to unlock that trailer happens tomorrow in Needville with Nick Russo from the afternoon show here on 100.3 The Bull.
And it's very unusual to see mini horses in the parking lot of some of these places. Now, a feed store, it makes a little more sense.
Yes.
But
it does fit in there a little better, yeah.
I was at Whataburger 2 days ago doing one of these neighborhood parties, and they've got popsicles for the kids. Our mascot, Tex, is out there. It's a big party. But having two mini horses that the kids can pet right there in front of the entrance of Whataburger, people's heads turned a little bit.
I love it so much. Everyone wants a picture. It's so sweet.
They do. I'm just trying to get a Dr. Pepper shake when I'm driving through Whataburger, and there's a horse right there. I mean, welcome to Texas, right? That's got to be, though, not the most unusual, like, animal you've ever seen. Like, in a place where it's not supposed to be there, right?
Oh, that's interesting, George.
Like, the weirdest animal you've ever seen someplace that it's not supposed to be.
Okay.
All right. The picture that was viral a few weeks ago about the cow that was actually on top of the barn.
Right.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw that, right? That. It's like, okay, that animal is not in a place that you would normally think of that animal being.
So.
Okay.
You know when you drive to Texas A&M and you pass the zebras? That gets me every time. And I know they live there, but it's still like, those are zebras.
Yeah, in the middle of Texas, all of a sudden. I saw a camel along the roadside in Hempstead when I was driving through
Along
Hempstead.
The roadside?
Yeah, I remember this.
Eric, it was the weirdest thing. It was a camel just running down the side of the road and a lady chasing it.
Come on, are you serious?
No, I am totally
serious.
Sent
the video.
Yeah, I think I had a video of it. Yeah. I think I had a video. I'll see if I can find it.
I a picture from my husband standing in line at CVS.
Yeah.
And there's a parrot on the guy's shoulder in front of him, and the parrot looks like he's going to murder my husband.
In the CVS?
Yeah.
Just going to get his meds?
Pharmacy, yeah.
What?
And the guy has like cuts in his shirt because it's on his shoulder. So obviously he's supposed to be there, but he looks so scary.
Wow.
Where's the weirdest place you've seen an animal that didn't belong? 713-881-5500. Any unusual animals for you, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Once upon a time, I lived in a house that had like a big glass sort of entrance area, like a foyer, if you will.
Oh, right? Well, yes.
And as soon as I walked out, there was a, it was a peacock.
Oh,
and what? Peacocks are terrifying when they get angry.
Yes. They're loud.
And so I walked out and I go, what's happening? And it was just staring at me through the big glass window. And then it did that screech, George, when I started to walk out. It went like,
why are we at Lisa Vanderpump's house is what I want to know. What?
And I never, ever saw it again. It vanished. After that day, it was never back. I never saw it again.
What exactly were you taking that day is what I want to know.
Oh, no.
All right, so Mo's husband saw a parrot at CVS. Mm-hmm. Do you have that picture?
I could probably find it. Yeah.
I'll see if I can find the camel in Hempstead running down the road. Eric saw a peacock. Tell us about the animal that you saw in a unusual place. It wasn't supposed to be there. Your animal story now, 713-881-5500, now on the Bull. Animals in weird places. I saw a camel running down the side of the road in Hempstead. Mo, what was it your husband saw again?
He was in line to pick up a prescription at the CVS, and there was a parrot on the man's shoulder in front of him.
Eric was terrorized by
a peacock staring right into my soul.
On brand.
Jalen is on the phone. Jalen, what did you see and where? Jalen, hang on. What did you see and where?
I saw a possum at the grocery store.
What was it? In the grocery store or just like outside?
Inside.
Was it alive?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know, like, if it was canned.
Was it loose in the grocery store? Or
yeah, was it shopping?
Supposed to be there? What was going on?
It was on a cashier's neck.
What? It was a pet possum?
In a food establishment.
Yes.
Ew.
All right, I was going to have you name what grocery store, but no, don't do that.
Their little fingers, their little tail.
I'm pretty sure that's a health violation of some kind here. Oh, my Lord. A possum in the grocery store. 713-881-5500. Animals in weird, unusual places.
Preston's on the phone in Spring. Preston, what'd you see?
We're all acting like we didn't see a tiger on the loose in Houston like 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh, you're right, Preston.
Gators, we got that in Houston. Snakes, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, possums, we might see those, yes. But tigers?
Not on the regular.
That was the one. It was just like running loose in the neighborhood for a couple of days, wasn't it?
Yep, and then, like, I don't even remember what happened to it. I mean, it was right around the time we had the flamingo, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It went to live at, like, a rescue.
At a rescue place.
But
okay.
Someone had it in their house illegally.
Valid, Preston. I appreciate it. Animals you've seen in weird places. They weren't supposed to be there.
All right. Possums and tigers and monkeys. Oh, my.
What?
Diane in Pasadena, tell us about this monkey.
What? Well, it was actually my daughter. She stopped at the store after work to pick up a few things, and there was a lady in there that had a monkey in her cart. And when my daughter was up to check out, the monkey just kind of grabbed my daughter's finger and was nibbling on
Goodbye.
It.
Goodbye. I'd press charges.
What?
I'm telling somebody about this.
It just started nibbling on your...
My daughter thought it was adorable. Daughter thought it was adorable.
So it didn't, like, bite her.
Oh, it wasn't being mean. It was a predator monkey?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. My daughter had fake fingernails, and she was nibbling on the fake fingernails.
Diane, I know a lot about your daughter and the monkey now.
Okay, he's got a type. Let's go.
All right. Strangest places you've ever seen animals. Like an animal that wasn't supposed to be there.
Y'all are crazy.
Thank you for your calls. You can always let us know your story. 713-881-5500. You can give a text message or you can give a call here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Morning Bullpen's Jury Duty. We're just out here solving the problems of the world every day with your opinions. Help us get our verdict. There's no right or wrong answer. And today's question on Jury Duty, Mo.
Which is sexier, a man who cleans your car, or a man who writes you a song?
All right, so I had to step in and referee these two.
713-881-5500.
Because they got into an argument. Tell me, Mo, give me your side of it.
I noticed that Eric was busily being creative, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm writing a song for my wife. And I go, oh.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? There's and nothing, I go, that is well, a beautiful thing to do for your wife.
My husband takes care of my car.
And you find that much sexier. You would much rather be married to a man who will clean your car.
Gas it up.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, that is your love language.
Yes.
And for me, it's writing this beautiful song that hopefully I'll present to her in time for our anniversary, which is coming up in a couple of days.
And so it started into the yelling of which is the better spouse to have.
Yeah, and I think...
I want to settle it on jury duty today. I know what you think.
I think that the single women, we have all single women on the phone. Yes. I think unanimously these women will say it is much sexier.
Don't lead the witness.
Yes,
I'm confident in my stance. He can lead any witness he wants.
Exactly.
I don't need him.
All these single women will say a man that writes you a song is sexier than a man who cleans your car.
I almost think it might be unanimous my way.
Oh, okay, come on.
Right. Anna is on the phone in Pearland. She's your number one this morning. Anna, which is sexier, a man that takes care of your car or a man who writes you a song?
I think a man that takes care of your car.
Okay.
Cleans your car.
Yes.
Yep.
And make sure that you look good in your car.
Ooh, okay. Extra credit.
I love the way she giggled. I love the giggle on that one. So, all right. So, one vote for man who takes care of the car.
Faye's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Faye, which is sexier, a man who cleans your car or a man who writes you a song?
Okay, so I like to be outside and clean my own car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
in a bikini, right?
This is true. That's the truth. I get out my bikini and wash my car.
Okay.
So the guy could write a song about me washing my car. Okay. So I go with the man's writing a song.
Okay. Yeah. So Faye's in her bikini.
These women are all single. So if you want to call us about them, our phone number is 713-881-5500.
You're number three, Eric.
All right. That's Ashley and Magnolia. Ashley, settle this. Which is sexier, a man who cleans your car or writes you a song?
I think I'm going to have to go with cleans my car.
Cleans your car. Why do you feel that way? Why is that the way you're leaning?
I have a 15-month-old, and I work almost 50 hours a week, and sometimes I just don't get to it.
Yeah,
and you just walk out there, and there's gas in it, and you're like, yes, baby!
And it's clean, there's not any dirty diapers.
Yeah, but what if you come out in the living room, and he's like, hey, Ashley, you are my love. No, hold on, before you go to work. I love you so much, Ashley.
The baby's crying in the background. Leave me alone!
Ashley, that's how you got that 15-month-old to begin with, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, let's go to line four. Juror number four, Mo.
That's Becky in Houston. Hey, Becky, answer the question. Which is sexier, a man who cleans your car or a man who writes you a song?
I'm going to have to go with a man who cleans your car.
There we go. I thought that might happen. Now, why do you feel that way? Why is that important to you?
Okay, so someone who can write a song is great, but I'm more about equal sharing responsibilities, and I will clean my own car, but if he's going to do it for me, just like cleaning any other part of the house, sharing those responsibilities, that's so much sexier.
Yeah, you load that dishwasher, baby.
I like it when you bend over to load that dishwasher.
Why'd you have to make it like that?
That got weird.
Rebecca is juror number five. Give us the final vote here on jury duty. Sexier, man who cleans a car or writes a song?
Definitely cleans the car.
Wow.
There it is. Wow, I had no idea that so many Houstonian women could not clean their own cars.
I can clean my own car. I just want someone else to do it.
All right, so strong Texas ladies have voted. Mo, please give us the final verdict in jury duty today.
Which is sexier, a man who cleans your car or a man who writes you a song? Cleans your car one.
Wow.
Well, the jury has spoken, Eric.
Sorry,
Faye, in your bikini, you can give us a call back because you're the only one who wants to hear my... lyrical genius.
That's so jury creative. Duty. We solve the world's problems every day right here with your help on 100.3 The Bull. All right, contest hasn't happened yet. Nay of the day, where you could win a horse. Actually, you win $20,000 to buy a horse or do with it whatever you want to. We'll tell you how to get in on that to get a key to unlock the horse trailer that has the cash. That's coming up before 8 o'clock. When you hear the sounder saying it's time for the nay of the day, that's when you call in here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune right now. Eric writes a song every day as part of the show. He takes a suggestion from you and writes a song in 10 minutes.
Yes, but we can't do it without your help, your suggestions. Give us a call, 713-881-5500. We have Megan on the phone in Santa Fe. Megan, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hi. So I'm a cowgirl. I'm a barrel racer. I ride horses. Mm-hmm. My husband is a city boy. So he takes the back seat a lot of times from my horse. She's, you know, my prized possession.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if I win that $20,000, I'm going to talk to you about that horse.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that horse.
All right, Megan wants a song, Married to a City Boy.
Yes, yep.
That's funny.
I do know a thing or two about that.
Right.
I love it. Megan, thank you. And good luck on the nay of the day, too, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Appreciate you listening to In Santa Fe this morning. We want to know what Eric should sing about today. 713-881-5500 this morning. Let's go to Stephanie in Spring. Stephanie, what should Eric sing about today?
Hi, I think that Eric should sing about that quirky new employee that you're not really sure if you think is weird or you really, really like.
Mm.
This happens to us.
Yeah, it happened when I got here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You just like tiptoe around them, try to decide.
Yeah, they didn't know, and now they've landed on they don't
say,
like me.
Yes. I pretty much made up my mind the first day. all right, Stephanie, I appreciate it. New employee. Let's keep that one down. All right, well, let's do one more. 713-881-5500.
Manny's on the phone in Atascocita. Hey, Manny, what should I sing about today?
I think you should sing about how hot it is tomorrow. Honestly.
We could sing that song every day, Manny. We could sing it every day.
It is. What's the statistic, Mo? It's the hottest day of the year so far?
Yes, to date, like record.
Whoa.
I don't know. Like, I've been thinking about how hot it is in my office. Like, the AC unit went out.
Oh, what? Lord.
Yeah, so it's just been pure swamp. So I don't know if you guys could...
Okay, now you're talking our language.
Well, I think it's on everybody's mind. I think this is a great suggestion. The hottest day to date. I love it.
Okay, good suggestion, Manny. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. And we hope you get your AC fixed, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Change your underwear.
Take care, guys.
All right, Eric, we had City Boy husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had new employee.
Ooh.
And, of course, you just talked about you're feeling the heat thing. So what do you think?
Yeah, this might be my favorite round so far.
It's really
this is
good.
Tough today.
It's tough today.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody's talking about the heat. It was just on the news. It is everywhere right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be the hottest day ever tomorrow and today. But yeah, let's do heat.
Okay. All right. So a heat song today. We'll do the heat check on the 10-minute tune coming up next here on The Bull. You know what else we don't forget? We don't forget a nay like this.
Hey.
That's Scott. He was in nay. Liberty, and he did his nay.
Nay.
There we go. That is not the official nay of the day that you're listening for.
Oh, no.
No, that hasn't happened yet, as a matter of fact. That's going to happen before 8 o'clock. Sometime in the next 18 minutes, you're going to get a chance to win your key to unlock the horse trailer that has $20,000 that you can use to buy a horse or whatever you like. It's coming up between now and 8 o'clock. It's time to find out what Eric has created. Every day he takes your suggestion and he turns it into a fun little song that we do called the 10-Minute Tune. And today, Mo?
Mm-hmm. The suggestion came from Manny in Atascocita.
I think you should sing about how hot it is tomorrow. Honestly.
His air conditioning at work had gone out. Was on the fritz of some of the
Not the best time for that to be going down.
So, yeah, we're all experiencing the heat. We'll see what Eric has come up with. A little heat check from him this morning on a song. So, all right. How'd it go?
Heat check.
I think it went pretty well. We're going to do it. I just looked up songs that had the words heat or sun in it. Okay. And I found one. Soak Up the Sun. Remember that Sheryl Crow song?
I do remember that song. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's today's 10-minute tune for you on 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, you could fry an egg on top of George's head. It's so hot and humid. My butt is soaked in sweat. And just when it starts to cool, a new heat wave rolls through. Even the air is thick like glue. My armpits stink up the room. I'm so sick of the sun. I'm baking like an oven turned on broil. I am moist because I'm perspirating. It's gross. Here in Houston, we don't tan. We just boil. I'm so sick of the sun.
I gotta tell you, I was a little concerned. I didn't know what you were gonna rhyme with broil.
Clever.
How's he gonna bring that back around? Well done. I like that one.
Oh,
I
thank
like
you.
That one. It's gonna be a hot day in Houston. If you wanna share that song with somebody that you know that hates the heat, you can download it off our podcast. Go to themorningbullpen.com and you'll find it there from 100.3 The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Courtney's in Katy. Courtney, you feeling confident today?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay, all right. You want to take $100 from Mo, and this is how you get it on Mo Knows Country.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Courtney, why is that?
It's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is. She says it like everybody knows that, Eric. Come on. All right, Mo, get out of here.
Thank you.
All right, Courtney, you have five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, this almost redhead won American Idol back in 2011. Can you name him?
Clay Aiken.
Question number two. In 2023, for the first time in history, country music occupied the top three spots on the Billboard pop charts. Try That in a Small Town was the number one song. Who sang it?
Jason Aldean.
Question number three. Man, this was cool. In 1980 and 1981, this lady became the first female to win back-to-back CMA Entertainer of the Year awards. Was it A, Barbara Mandrell, B, Miranda Lambert, or C, Kacey Musgraves?
Barbara Mandrell.
Question number four. Tyler Hubbard apologized after he botched the lyrics to Red Solo Cup during this artist's tribute concert. What artist was he paying tribute to?
Toby Keith.
And question number five. In 2008, former President Jimmy Carter joined this Texas legend on stage and played harmonica while this legend sang Georgia on My Mind. Can you name the Texas icon?
Willie Nelson.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
All right, Courtney, man, you're representing Katy. Thank you for doing that. Courtney got four out of the five.
Man, come on, girl. All right, let's go.
And I think you're going to kick yourself when you figure out the one you missed here.
Stop. I'm probably going to kick myself.
Question number one, Mo.
I hate that. Okay, let's go.
Question number one.
Yes.
This almost redhead won American Idol in 2011. Name him.
Oh, my gosh. Scotty McCreary.
It is Scotty McCreary.
Not an almost redhead, but George says that all the time, and it really annoys me.
You said Clay Aiken, so Mo's winning 1-0.
I forgot about Clay, though. When she brought it up, I was like, oh, crap, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Oh, he's not even country.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, question number two. Mm-hmm. In 2023, for the first time in history, country music occupied the top three spots on the Billboard pop charts.
Oh.
Try That in a Small Town was at number one. Who sang it?
Well, that's Jason Aldean.
That is true.
It number was Jason one? Aldean.
Yeah.
What?
It was Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, and Luke Combs all in the top three.
Wow.
All right, she got it right 2-1.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Man, this was cool back in 1980 and 81. This lady became the first female to win back-to-back CMA Entertainer of the Year awards. Okay. Was it A, Barbara Mandrell, B, Miranda Lambert, or C, Kacey Musgraves?
Oh, it has to be A.
Barbara Mandrell?
Yeah, the other ones weren't even born in the 80s.
That is correct. Yes, it is Barbara.
80, 87, yeah. Miranda Lambert.
3-2, because she got it right.
Nice.
Question number four.
Let's go.
Tyler Hubbard apologized after he botched the lyrics to Red Solo Cup during this artist tribute concert.
Yeah, it was Toby Keith.
Yeah, Toby Keith. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Yeah.
She got it right. 4-3.
And question number five. Mm-hmm. In 2008, former President Jimmy Carter joined this Texas legend on stage and played harmonica on Georgia on My Mind. Who was the Texas icon he was performing with?
Well, I guess it's not George Strait, so I'm going to guess Willie Nelson.
And you would be right. It is Willie Nelson.
Wait, does Willie Nelson sing that song?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Dang it. Courtney and Katie, she got all five right, and she protected her money today. But you did a heck of a job.
Thank you. I know. If I'd have just had five more minutes of cutting the cruise.
Give her the money!
Oh, wow.
That's the best comeback we've ever had.
Can you just drop the phone?
Before you drop the phone, though, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Courtney and Katie in Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her again tomorrow morning, 8:20. You could take $100. It's Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.